I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year because, yeah, we want to put those new coats on the kids that need them this holiday season. All it takes is $20 to put a brand new coat on a child that needs it, or you want to be part of the 69 crew.
That's right. Lots of people stepping up, doing great things. I appreciate everybody who's donated $69, because it's a silly number, of course. We all laugh at it, but at the end of the day, that's more than three coats for kids.
Yeah, and that's all it takes, man. It just takes $20 to put a brand new coat on a kid that needs one. But hey, if you can't do it, whatever you can do, because all the money does add up, any donation does help keep these local kids warm. We got these cold winters here in the Pacific Northwest, and man, it also helps their self-esteem as well.
Oh yeah, we've got a lot of text messages from people that have witnessed it firsthand, seeing a kid get a coat and how happy they are from the great firefighters out there that are doing stuff, the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Right now, our goal is $35,000 to raise for these kids. And shout out to Sarah. She donated enough for a couple of coats, saying a child is the most vulnerable member of our society and should never have to suffer. And then Kaya and Sean Green, part of the 69 crew.
Yeah.
What a great couple. David Braun, also part of the 69 crew.
Do appreciate it, Rockaholics. We really do. You want more info? You want to donate? Owen. You want to share in your socials?
Yeah. Owen, hashtag 69.
Yeah, there we go.
Owen! Andrea, man, stepping up big. Over $220 donated.
Oh,
no
thank
kids
you.
To go cold.
You want to donate? If you want to just share on your social media, however you do it, man, just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm going to rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
The weekend.
Yeah!
We got a text message. Fun fact about that Rebecca Black Friday song.
Yes.
The guy that wrote the song and raps in the music video used to be my boss. He started a company where he writes songs for rich kids and produces music videos for them.
Oh, wow. I remember that dude.
Yeah. Yep. So he did Friday.
It's Friday.
This version.
Friday,
yeah. And he also did the Chinese food song. For, you know, Stir Friday.
Oh, wow. How about they know that dude?
He was their boss.
Wow.
I wonder how much money he's made being the guy that makes music for rich kids that will never have a future in music.
Probably.
Is that
a
on his
ton.
Business card? Writes music for rich kids that will never make it in this business.
Oh, man. I thought Rebecca Black had a chance.
She had the best chance of them all.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
I like Chinese food. You know that I do.
Let's get to our contestant. We've got Matt in Olympia. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Excellent. Hey! What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Battle at the Boat, which is number 125 at the Emerald Queen Casino, and that's happening on January 17th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to go to Battle at the Boat, get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matt, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Who wrote and directed the 1973 film Westworld that was used for the basis of the 2016 HBO TV series by the same name?
James Cameron?
No.
Steven Spielberg?
No.
Pass.
The tech company Apple was founded in which decade?
60s.
No.
70s.
Yes. What shampoo's name comes from 2 different body parts?
Head and Shoulders.
Yes. What actress played Forrest Gump's mother in the famous 90s film?
Sally Fields.
Yes. How many symphonies did Beethoven compose?
5,
no.
7,
no.
12?
No. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals in the world that can do what?
Lay eggs.
Yes. In the upcoming film The Batman, who will play the title character?
Ben Affleck?
No.
Pass.
What year of the mid-2000s did that...
Robert Pattinson.
Yes! What year of the mid-2000s did that 70s show air its final episode?
2005?
No.
6, 7.
6, yes! What is the real first name of Ozzy Osbourne?
Oswald?
No! Good guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Unfortunately, with that Ozzy one, it's not really anything to do with his moniker, but...
What are you going to do?
I don't know what we're going to do.
I think we're going to let Steve answer questions.
Oh, that's what we can do.
I can do that.
Oh, can you?
That's not a bad deal.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Who wrote and directed the 1973 film Westworld that was used as the basis for the 2016 HBO TV series by the same name?
Steven Spielberg?
No.
George Lucas?
No.
I'm going to go with... Martin Scorsese.
No. The tech company Apple was founded in which decade?
That would be the 80s.
No.
70s.
Yes. What shampoo's name comes from 2 different body parts?
Head and Shoulders.
Yes. What actress played Forrest Gump's mother in the famous 90s film?
Is that Meg Ryan?
No.
It was like someone he was like dating in one movie and not in the other. Julia Roberts.
No.
I'm going to go with Samuel L. Jackson.
No. Yes. How many symphonies did Beethoven compose?
8.
No.
69.
No.
9.
Yes.
Wow.
The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals in the world that can do what?
Swim and fly.
No.
That can also fly.
No.
That can also walk.
No. In the upcoming film, The Batman, who will play the title character?
Oh, it's the guy from the show that BJ loves.
Oh, dear.
Robert Pattinson.
Yes! Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4. Steve, you get 4 correct, and you lose 6-4. Congratulations, Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
Right on.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Good job, Stevie.
Thanks,
I think. Well, good job at losing, I guess.
Yeah, he's a good loser.
Some of the ones you didn't get that Matt did get correct. He knew that the duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can lay eggs.
Come on, Steve. We learned this in school, didn't we?
Probably.
We didn't go to the same school, BJ.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Come on. Come on.
Forgot about that.
The name that you were forgetting, who was Forrest Gump's mother... Sally Fields.
Sally Fields. She was the one, the punchline. She was his love interest.
Oh,
and then became
his
mother in Forrest Gump. Yeah.
Ooh, that's weird,
right?
A lot of weird there.
Yeah.
And then nobody got the guy who wrote and directed Westworld in the 70s. That was the basis for the 2016 show. No.
Oh, shoot.
It's kind of a name that's kind of like that. Crichton. Michael Crichton.
Yeah, the Andromeda Strain guy.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Jurassic Park.
That's the one.
You know, where something happens at a park and it goes strangely awry.
I was like, it has to be somebody we know because this is a lame-ass question if it's not. I couldn't think of Crichton's name. That's why I went with Kubrick.
Well, nobody got that, but fortunately, Matt got enough to beat Steve, so congrats to Matt.
Good job, Maddie, and good job, Stevie. That's how it goes. You tie, you beat Steve, you get the prize. All right. I don't know how I feel about this. Uh-oh. Apparently, there's a growing number of people who have stopped bathing.
What?
Yep. They don't bathe. They don't shower. They don't wash themselves completely. The reason being, and this is they're hitting
they're
me.
Slobs.
They're hitting me. See, here's the problem. They're hitting me in a place that I can't argue.
Oh.
They're claiming science.
Oh, dang it.
I know. And this is why I'm having a hard time. Because you got to wash your stinky ass body. I mean,
yeah, please.
Please.
Well,
but
now that science is saying it, maybe you need to stop bathing, BJ.
You may be right. Science! They're saying, and look, I mean, it's hard to argue with this because we lived in a world where we didn't have showers and we didn't take, you know, baths all the time. We didn't have soap, you know, in the early, early days of humankind. So the idea that they're saying is that this allows them, when they don't do any of this cleaning, it allows the natural bacteria of their skin to grow, flourish, and eventually handle the job it's supposed to handle, which is keep people clean. And when you think of all the other animals out there, like dogs would never take a bath if we didn't give them one. It's not like they need one. So how do they stay clean? I mean, they lick themselves, but then the places they can't get to, apparently the bacteria is what does the job. And
yeah, they sometimes jump in water.
Well, I don't think they jump in the water, go, it's time for a bath. I mean, maybe they do. Who knows? Maybe that
You've
is a way.
Never seen a dog with a piece of soap in its hand? And
yeah. Usually if you throw a ball that looks like, or a soap that looks like a ball, they might jump in there and go get it.
Somebody wants to know if we're talking about his nephew right now. LOL from Joe in Port Orchard.
No. Stinky nephews.
No. No. They also believe that by cutting back on these products, and here's another thing that I think is, you know, I wonder about this. Because, I, you know, was this disease ever around before we started bathing ourselves? And that is, of course, eczema, acne. Was that a thing? Of course, you know, I mean, granted, I was a little kid before we invented fire, so I can't remember much.
You don't think your fellow cavemen have pimples?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they didn't. And maybe eczema, you know, eczema is a beating. And I always wondered, like, why does this happen to our, like, some people's skin? Why do they have these horrible rashes on their body like that? And maybe it is because we're using all these products on there, and maybe we're destroying the natural bacteria, which would fight against that kind of thing in the first place. There's one woman that says that she works out a lot, doesn't shower after, and she says, quote, over time, my skin has adjusted and I don't smell. Yeah. I find that hard to believe.
No, see, that's the thing is you're used to your own smell. You're still a stinky bastard.
Yeah, let's talk to your coworkers.
I would like to. I mean, what if it's true? I mean, at some point,
good for her.
Here's the problem. At some point, right, we're going to have a water issue. I mean, all my sci-fi shows us that, you know, that all my sci-fi, there was a thing
Spock
called.
Spock tell you this?
Spock told me.
Spock did.
Well, Rev, you remember, I don't ever hear the old sci-fi trope, the sonic shower, because there was always a shortage of water.
So
So they had to basically sonically remove all the dirt from your body.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, water is going to be a thing where we might not be able to use it the way we use it. And we do waste a lot of water cleaning ourselves. So I'm wondering, you know, man, wow. So people are buying up probiotic skincare products like lotions, deodorants, and other things you can use without messing with your skin's natural bacteria. People are doing that.
I'm sorry. I enjoy a shower, though.
Yeah. I'm with you. I love it, too. And that's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, that's why I don't want science to be right. I love a shower.
I mean, you've been on this planet like 89 years.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, nothing's why break, you know, fix whatever is not broke.
Whatever you're trying to say. Why change?
Why change?
Be an old dog. Don't give me a new trick.
You've gone this far taking showers every day, BJ. You don't need to stop taking showers because one scientist says that no, and one dirty hippie is telling us that.
One Dirty Hippie, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds like a great name for a band.
Well, you know that's what she is.
Dude, maybe she's not. What if she just, what if she stops thinking?
Think about the funk that's going on down there.
Oh. O-D-H.
Whoa.
I feel bad for her significant other.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. Got this 36-year-old guy. His name is Chris. He was staying at a hotel with his wife in the Florida Keys over the weekend. And, you know, they said, hey, let's go to a strip club. And they did. They went together. Place is called Woody's, of course.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's the best name ever for a strip club.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They could work with Lil Woody's.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
Lil and Big Woody's.
Yeah. One's got the strippers, one's got the burgers.
Yep. I'll let you guess which one is the little and which one's the big.
Now, here's what happened. They were having a good time. Strippers doing their job. Husband and wife there. Chris is happy, smiling. But then he freaked out when one of the strippers pulled his wife on stage. And the wife's like, all right, sure. And apparently the rest of the strippers, they're all there. They were undressing her on stage. She was cool with it. But Chris, he was not.
Yeah, well, I mean, Vic, you probably could attest to this. I mean, I would imagine when females go to strip clubs, the strippers are pretty excited about that.
Yeah, and I feel like I think it gives the strippers more tips, too, for free, basically, because you have another girl to work with, and they're not getting the tips.
Yeah, that's right. She basically, they're getting to see a naked person, and that naked person's not going to get anything for that because she's just a rando.
Plus,
yeah.
It's just good customer service practice. Yes.
I hadn't thought about that.
And I feel like girls are more comfortable with girls, so they get all up in your business,
if
you know what I mean.
Oh, really?
And it's funny.
That's why I wear a wig and put in. Just tighten up my shirt, and they think I'm a lady.
Yeah, they do.
If
I'm freshly shaven.
Whoa. Yeah. A lot of women go, God, your breasts. I'm jealous of them.
Right? They're so firm.
Yeah.
And juicy.
Yeah, dude. It got ugly. He started yelling at his wife on stage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so much so that she's like, okay, fine. I won't do it. So his wife walks off the stage. And then later on, this random guy sees the two of them just arguing like hell in the parking lot. So he's like, man, trying to, you know, see what's up. Next thing you know, Chris turns around and says, mind your own business, punches the guy in the nose.
Jeez.
Now Chris says, oh, I didn't do that. No. And the cop's like, well, what about the blood on your shirt? Oh, I fell down.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened to me. I fell down.
Here's my question, though. So I saw in the story that she got brought up on stage.
Yeah.
Which look, man, you're at a strip club. Have some fun with it. Otherwise, why'd you bring your significant other? It seems like.
Yeah.
But they started undressing her, and she was fine with that. Does he? I think he doesn't have a right to yell and scream and be a maniac, but maybe they should have had that conversation before going to a strip club. Like, look. You know, like you're not a stripper. Don't take your clothes off.
You never think that that would happen. I think that's the problem.
I will say the first time I went to a strip club was with my high school girlfriend. We had just turned 18, and we were like, "Let's go!" And I did not know anything. Like I didn't know that was going to happen. And they went, and wow, her top came off quick.
They took her top off.
Oh yeah, they took her top, and she was just having the greatest time, and I was having the greatest time ever because I was like, "This is awesome!"
Right.
But I could see like going in and never have been to a strip club before and not knowing that that's going to happen.
Because guys, I mean, you know.
That's a good point. Maybe like the cashier should say, look, there's a chance your lady's top might come off. You might want to have a conversation first.
Yeah. You're right, Steve. That would be nice. You're absolutely right. Because not everybody's cool. I mean, Danny's obviously cool, but a lot of guys are territorial. And look, knowing that some other dude could see their wife naked or their girlfriend naked would piss off a guy like it did Chris. And so I think, some sort of warning. Hey, buddy, just so you know, you're bringing her in. They might bring her up. They might zingo.
Yeah, someone said, Steve, how would you feel if that was your wife? I'd be pissed too. Like I said, yeah, absolutely. I would not be happy if she was taking her clothes off. I wouldn't have an issue if she was on stage with them because it's just whatever. That's not going to bug me. But like, yeah, I'd be upset if all of a sudden she's stripping for everybody.
Yeah, at one time it would have bothered me. Now it wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know at one time it would have. I think the younger I was, the more it would bother me because I was very insecure about myself. But now it's like, you know what? She's going home with me, and then I'll never see these guys again. So what? You know, they saw my wife naked. What do I care?
I'd at least like to know ahead of time that that's you're.
Oh, I agree.
You know, a little consent.
Right. Yeah,
we're in a relationship. I'm not jumping on stage pulling out my Johnson.
No.
Granted, that would get me kicked out.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. That
not
would
that I've ever tried that.
I wonder if that would get you kicked out.
100% get you kicked out.
What if they brought you up and did it?
I don't think they would ever do that.
Oh, what are you talking about? You, Steve, it's you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, you with that. You know,
all the strippers want to see it.
All the strippers want to see it. Yeah. It's really
dollar bills. That's about it. That's all they want to see.
I was going to say the nipples.
Yeah. Wow.
No, they don't want to feel inferior.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
That's true. Steve's nipples would make them cry. Yeah, so the guy takes his wife to a strip club. Then he freaks out when she gets on stage. So based on this, we want to know, when did your significant other shock you by what they did? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Desiree and Puyallup, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Desiree. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
So about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago now, when my little brothers, I have 3 little brothers, they're 4 months apart. When they started turning 18, I told my husband that when the last one turned 18, I was taking them all down to Oregon to the strip clubs.
Wow.
And so for their 18th birthdays, I took my husband and them down to the strip clubs in Oregon.
And you went in with them, or did you just let them go have a good time themselves?
Oh, no, I went in with.
Did you get the steak bites? Wait, was your husband 18, or was her the brother 18?
Brothers.
My brothers.
Oh, okay.
And I gather they must be brothers from either adoption or whatever, because you said they were 4 months apart, which I don't think that's possible if they were all the same age. They couldn't have been.
One of them is my cousin, but we were pretty much raised together, so he's like a little brother to me. One's my mom's son, and one's my dad's son.
There we go.
But if you ask them, they're all brothers. My mom is my dad's son's mom. My dad is my little mom's son's dad. Like, that's...
Wow.
We're a close family.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'm confused, but you know what? You all care about each other. That's all that matters. Care enough to go to a strip club. And so, what did your husband think about all this?
He was shocked at first, but he was like, all right, let's do it. And so... Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. He was surprised that I was like, yeah, let's do this. I want to do this. We're going, and I'm going with. So,
did you buy the brothers any lap dances?
2 of them, yes. One of them didn't want a lap dance, but the other two, they got a birthday lap dance where they were both pulled up on the stage at the same time and got their lap dances in front of everybody.
That's got to be the coolest sister ever. I mean, you think about it.
And they learn which one of the brothers is a terrorist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm with that other brother. I mean, I don't know if I want to go up there and have somebody gyrate on me in front of my sister. You know what I mean? I just don't think I want that.
The only reason why he didn't was because he had a girlfriend and didn't know how she would react to
it. Oh,
yeah. Good call.
What a good dude.
You should tell him to go outside and make a phone call and find out real quick.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be able to go back in time and tell anybody who's 18, go, dude, don't worry about it, because what are the chances you're going to still be with that girl? Go have fun.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Seriously. That's
are
awesome.
They still together, him and that girl?
Nope.
See? Of course not. See?
Yep.
Should have done it.
Missed out on a free lap dance.
Yeah. Well, sis, maybe you can take him. That's another reason to take him back down.
He works too much now that we wouldn't be able to. He works 7 days a week.
So. Oh, dang it. Man, that's pretty. So is that the first and last time you've been to a strip club with your husband?
Yes, with him, yes. Not for because any bad experiences happened. We just haven't gone.
Oh, it makes it sound like you said with him, yes. Have you gone by yourself or with friends?
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about this?
I'm the one that called and told you guys we were renewing our vows at the Bunny Ranch.
So, oh, yes. Oh, this all, yeah.
All Desiree together.
Good old Desiree. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Making
Desiree.
You all proud.
Yeah, good for you, Desiree. It's good to hear from you again.
Hey, we got a good text. This person says the shocking thing. I found out my wife was an escort in college.
Nice.
Her sister told me last month.
Whoa.
I'm not mad. This is before we even knew each other. And the stories she shared since have been epic. LOL. Yeah,
those are going to be great stories.
I think I'd cancel Netflix. I'm like, I don't need entertainment other than just every night share me another story about your time with the Johns.
Okay, so definitely escort means that she had sex with these guys. Because I never know with escort what that
means. Oh, I would 100% think that's the case.
I mean, I think they just do the date thing as well.
Yeah.
It's just a fancier term.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It's cool. He's cool with that. Because I don't think some guys could. I think that'd be a deal breaker.
Well, maybe if the sister said she was a hooker in college. There's a difference between a hooker and an escort.
Oh, that's what it is. I see, yeah. Steve. Okay.
She wasn't like, shoeless on Aurora looking for somebody to pick her up.
Well, thanks for that visual.
And does that really make a difference for you? Like if your wife says I was a high class hooker or a low class hooker, that makes a difference
in
to
a
you?
Weird way. Yes, if she said she was a crack whore in college or she was an escort, I think I'd be a little less annoyed by that.
Well, you are an interesting man.
I mean, like, oh, okay.
You really are an interesting man.
At least you rewind and died before you were plowed.
Yeah, exactly. Multiple times for money. Okay.
It's college. I mean, right. Really. Yeah. Everyone's a fine line for becoming an escort anyway, probably.
I mean, you could argue that the crack, the person on crack, they only did it because they just had a horrible addiction, whereas the other one actually made choices to get plowed by guys.
Hey, college is expensive.
Yeah, right. They were addicted to money.
That's a good point.
And sausage.
Was the hip gyration necessary?
No, it wasn't, but it just happened. Yeah.
I missed that, thank God. I was facing away from that, Vicky. Sorry you had to see that.
And sausage.
Oh, for Christ.
Thank you for doing it again.
You suck, Steve.
It's good for the glutes. Try it.
Yeah, right?
I know your daughter's in the room.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Perfect segue. Sarah.
Yeah, you're just thrusting your hips. My daughter's in the room. That's a fantastic, lovely
thing. Yeah, that was a great visual. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
This was actually a few months ago at a wedding I was in. I think I shocked Jay Rubbs. I'm not really sure how it all unfolded. Dad, you were actually at the wedding.
Yes,
it was a little foggy.
Thank God.
Star Wars wedding?
Star Wars wedding.
This was a beating.
So the bride tosses the bouquet, right? And then the guy tosses the garter belt. And I think whoever catches them, I don't know if this is tradition or if this was just this wedding, but the girl sits on a chair and the guy with the garter belt has to put it on the girl who caught the bouquet.
Right. I've seen that a lot. Yeah.
I didn't catch the bouquet, but like a 14-year-old did. So I was volunteered by the bride to be the person that gets the garter belt on me. Okay. With no hands, just mouth.
He has to put it on you.
Yes. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't really remember all the details. I just
Hashtag box wine.
A lot of wine, a lot of whiskey. I just see some pictures a few days later, and my leg is above my head, and the guy
You're doing like a split upside down. I'm looking at these pictures.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a dress, so the dress is going up.
Everyone can see my Spanx. Thank God I wore Spanx, right? Or everyone would see my hoo-ha. And the guy was not my boyfriend.
No,
he wasn't.
So J-Rubs, I think everyone was shocked, and everyone was like, J-Rubs, are you cool with this? Is this all right?
How many free drinks did people give J-Rubs after that? Because I know I'd be buying him a shot.
Everyone.
Yeah, J-Rubs, that's why he's the man of the year. I
just go like, we don't need to talk about this. You want a shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, let's just go to the bar. Don't see this.
Yeah, I would.
Luckily, the guy who was putting the garter belt on me with his mouth does not swing for my team, so he was not interested in where his head was at. So I think that made it a little better.
Yeah.
Right? His boyfriend was there. It was all fun and games.
In a weird way, yes.
Yeah, I think if the guy was straight and into females and would be into me, then I think J-Rubs probably would have freaked out.
Yeah.
I'd have to get him a double if that was the case.
maybe a triple to forget about it.
You need to print this picture out and just have it hanging in your house.
In our room?
You need an artist to do a painting of that.
Why would you torment poor J-Rubs like that?
J-Rubs
and I share a room.
Well, if they're painting it, then they can, you know.
They can paint J-Rubs in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, honestly, just use his face.
They were wearing a very similar shirt. Well, this guy's wearing a romper, but J-Rubs was wearing a shirt very similar to it.
That doesn't make it better.
Okay.
What's that guy squat, man? He's got some...
He's got
good
some muscles.
Quads going on there.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, and he got all up in my area.
I was so happy I missed it because I was having a conversation with somebody. Then I turned around and heard about the controversy.
I'm glad you missed that, too.
Because I would have basically taken her home.
Well, my brother was at the wedding, too. Yeah. And apparently he said one of my friends came up to him and was like, just don't turn around, Joey.
Oh, so Joe, you didn't see this?
No.
I'll be honest. When you pulled up that picture, I was legitimately shocked by that. That looks like it's out of like some kind of Cinemax movie.
It's very impressive.
That's the first time I've seen it, by the way. I've avoided all those pictures of that moment.
It's on my Instagram. I am really proud of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not proud of it at all.
What's your Instagram?
Sarah. O-O-H period Sarah. You'll see me. My leg's like right above my head.
Yeah, that's not a good... You know what?
You're flexible. Good job.
Thank you.
I told J-Rubs, I said, I'm going to have a stern talking to with my daughter because she's an idiot. That's just not what you do when you have a boyfriend and you don't get that trash to do that at a wedding. You just don't be that person. So, honey...
It happens sometimes,
Listen, Ratchet McGee, the next wedding I'm at with you, I am going to keep an eye on you and I'm going to mean mug you the whole time. You don't do that with your boyfriend.
J-Rubs has one pass. If he gets in that position with some chick, all right. All right.
When is that ever going to happen? That's the worst pass ever. Like my wife being like, you have a pass. It's with J-Lo. I'm like, great. Yeah. Like, that's ever going to happen.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.